All right, Jan.
Hey.
I don't know why I always start by laughing. Oh my God, I'm like a fucking, you know, black. We are the black. You're just licking
that.
What
was that?
What? It was just the light.
No.
The thing is, I'm looking a bit in the shadows today because normally I have the light in front of me, but the light behind me today. So
nice.
Yeah. Because it was just doing my head in when it's in front. Like, it's just doing my head in. So.
It's too bright. It's
just, I'm like this. So it's episode 119. This is Tea and Biscuits, the podcast. I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Janice, Miss Mad News.
Woo, 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 woo. I say this every time we record, but 119, imagine.
It's mad. We started this in 2015. It's flying by.
Fucking hell, Jan. No, was it 2015?
Yeah, I always remember because I remember while we were recording, this was when we were doing it on Skype.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And I remember the Brit Awards was on in the background and Kanye was performing. Do you remember when he brought all those guys on stage?
Yeah, the British guys.
Yeah, so I always remember. That was a February.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like with 5 years deep, I feel like when we hit number six, we've got to do something big.
What, in lockdown?
There's a fucking point. You didn't think that one through, Shebel.
Okay. Well, if we do go out, it's got to be before, what is it, 10 p.m.?
Listen, these restrictions are mad, Jan.
I don't know what's going on. But there's more restrictions now.
Yeah, for people that aren't in the UK, because I know we've got a lot of international listeners or viewers, like the latest thing here in the UK is bars and restaurants have to be shut by 10 p.m.
Yep.
And that means out. Everybody has to be out of the premises, otherwise they could get a fine or shut down.
That means like if you go in a restaurant at 7, you have to be out by just before 8. Just get your food and out.
Get your food and go. And if you're taking, like, I don't know, if you're going on a date or whatever, not that many people are dating. Well, actually, you know what? People are still dating. I say not many people are dating. People are still dating.
Yeah, they are. They are
still doing whatever. You can't even, because like, I'm not being funny, but whenever I go out for a meal, like, normally it's like, okay, you normally get there for about 8:30, and you don't leave before 10:30.
That's the thing, but now.
Now you're going to be out of there by 10, blood. Otherwise, you're getting shoehorned out.
Or the police will remove you.
The police will remove you and fine your blood clot.
Yes. So, what's the fine?
Sure. I haven't got details on the fine, but I know. What you mean for the premises owners?
Yeah. What was they? Was it a grand or something?
Something mad per person. And I'm like, but then I was reading somewhere, they were saying that they're thinking of shutting down like off licenses and stuff by 9, because what's happening, especially in Manchester, is people were coming out of the pubs and going to the fucking offie.
Right.
And then carrying on the party or leaving just before 10, hitting the offie, getting a bunch of drinks in and then just out in the streets.
Just out in the street.
Carrying on.
I don't think the government thought about this.
They didn't think it through.
No.
They don't understand. Here in the UK, like, drinking is fucking life.
Yeah, for a lot of people. Me personally, like, I'm more interested in food. I'm not obsessed with alcohol like that.
I can tell. Listen, the only alcohol I really drink is rum.
But I've never understood why people get excited about going to the pub for lunch and they don't even eat. It's the alcohol. It's like,
we work corporate. I worked in corporate. Like, most of my working life was corporate, right? That was life. Let's go to the fucking pub. You know what I mean? Not even on a Friday. It was a Wednesday, a Thursday, and a Friday. We're going down the pub. We're going to get a table. Are we eating? No, we're just going to get drinks. What the fuck I'm going out
for? It's lunchtime. I want to eat.
Lunchtime. Or I've just done a whole day at fucking work. You think I'm going to leave this office to go and sit down in the pub and drink fucking beer with you lot when my dinner's at home waiting to be eaten?
That's the thing, like, are we eating? No, just drinking.
And then if you order food, you just look craven because you're the only one that's
just you.
Yeah. Y'all gotta eat. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
I'm obsessed with food.
I used to be forever baffled about that. Like, what are we doing here? Why are we going to the pub to drink? And it's not even like you haven't got work the next day. Work is the next day.
Yeah.
And like you said, at lunchtime, oh my God, one time, oh Lord, we went to like one of the pub, because, you know, obviously, again, here in the UK, pub life is where it's at.
Yeah. So
you get these nice little gastro pubs that do amazing food and obviously the pubby side of things. So we used to go to one of the local kind of gastro pubs, which was the shit. The food was amazing. And I'll never forget, it was someone's birthday and we went at lunchtime. We took an extended lunch break. Jan, I don't drink champagne for a few reasons. It's wine, it's fizzy wine. I don't like the taste and it makes me lean quick.
Yeah.
We were toasting someone. I drank this fucking champagne. I was lean.
Yeah.
I went back to the office lean. I had to make up some excuse and leave. I could only last about an hour. Don't ask me how I drank. I shouldn't even say that. But I got home. But yeah. And I said to myself, I am never going to a pub and even so much as farting on a drink at lunchtime. There's no way.
You had no food.
We had food.
You had food, like
a celebrate.
Oh, right.
Lunch. But the thing just went straight to my head. I don't understand how people can drink. There were people fucking sinking pints and shots. And I'm like, this is lunchtime.
I don't think you can. I know in America, because we've got offices in the States, you can't do that. Drink alcohol at lunch. But it's always been a thing here. It's part of the culture. So
part of the culture. A couple of fucking jars. Sink a few
pint.
Yeah, and have a fucking pint. I'll
tell. And no food. That's what I never understood. No food. Even you're not hungry. Chicken
wings, you know.
Eh?
Not even two chicken wings.
Not even crisps.
This is what all the peanuts them. Like, what?
What?
No.
Nah. Mm-mm. And like you said, it's like you said, if you're the only one eating, you feel weird.
Yeah.
It's just you in the middle eating food.
Yeah, just there, and everyone's drinking, and you're like, yeah, that one's eating my chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
And then they'll try and take your chips.
With their dirty hands. No. No.
Oh, dear.
No. I'll tell you, it's just a madness. So, yeah, this whole lockdown thing, I don't know how that's going to work, and if it's going to work.
And then Boris Johnson was on the news today. People are cussing him, because like, he's just confused.
He don't even know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. I think he was asked a question about the times. You don't know.
Yeah, he's a dick.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
I mean,
we're looking at you. We want you to lead us.
Do you know what I mean? And lead us the right way, not
just down
the garden path. Do you know what I mean?
At this point, are they just making up stuff?
I think there's an element of that. I think a lot of it is more, it's that kind of prevention is better than cure kind of mentality.
Yeah, yeah. But especially as the winter months are coming.
Yeah. Apparently. So obviously there's a lot of people that are like, oh my God, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm not getting any vaccination. Mm-hmm. There's a school of thought that the flu vaccine is going to have like a little bit of COVID in it, blah, 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 blah. Apparently you can get that flu vaccine for shit. People are queuing to get these fucking vaccinations, Jan. What is going on?
I don't get... my mum gets a flu vaccine because of her age and stuff, but I stopped getting it. Because I've got asthma.
Yeah.
Every month they write me.
Yeah.
Every month they write me. A couple of years ago, I just thought, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
I just know that my aunt, bless her soul, she's no longer with us.
Yeah.
She used to get... Whenever she used to get the flu jab, she used to be sick, like really, really ill with it. You know,
I think when I got it, I think the second time I caught a cold. After that, I just thought, I don't know what this is.
Yeah,
I don't know what's been injected in me.
I can't. I've had it once, and I just felt funny.
Yeah,
doing
that again. Do you know, I just try and keep my immune. I just take my Condible Oil capsules and drink ginger tea.
Well, I'm like a fucking walking pharmacist, mate. I've got the rapeseed oil on smash. I've got the echinacea popping. I've got the turmeric guanine. I've got the ginger on the grill. Listen, I am not playing. Winter, do your bet. Actually, you know what? Let me not even tempt fate. Do you know what I mean?
Or just follow that annoying. What's his name? Chaka Bars. You know Chaka Bars? Okra Bars. I didn't come up with that name. Someone came up with that name. Okra.
Did you just call the man Okra?
No, that someone was cussing him online, and that's the name for him. Okra Buzz. But anyway, Chaka Buzz. But let's talk about the way he eats mangoes.
Oh yeah. So what are you saying? Like the mango eating, he's really seductive with it.
Yeah, like who's that for? Is that for just eating a whole heap of fruit? He travels to these tropical locations.
The horror in your face.
I don't know. Huh?
The horror in your face.
No, but all now I don't know how Chaka finances these trips. Like he goes to exotic locations. Does that man work?
It's obviously the trip that he does with the mango is where is that?
What are you saying? Because I'm just every time I don't follow him. Mm. I stopped following him years ago, but now, so I just look at his feet like, what's going on here? Mm. No one questions all anyway. Nothing.
Okra bars, you know, that's hilarious.
And he's always hanging out with these really famous people. I'm like, how?
How you doing this?
I know he's got this fruit business.
What do you mean he's got a fruit business?
He started some business some years ago where he sends like these exotic fruits around the world to customers. What? It's called Fruit Zoots or something like that.
But you can get any fruit in any country these days.
Listen. Anyway. But I guess that's what's funding his lifestyle. I don't know.
Evidently.
Like, from what I see, like, are you employed? Because you are travelling to, like, all these exotic
here,
places.
Here, there and everywhere, innit?
Yeah, like, staying in these nice houses. Like, how? Who is funding this?
I wonder if he's been, yeah, someone's funding him or someone's sponsoring him.
Yeah, but who? I mean, what's going on?
It's Diddy. Not really, I'm joking.
Maybe people need to start asking some questions.
I reckon it's Diddy.
You think it's Diddy? You know what? Anyway, go on.
Moving swiftly on. Which kind of works nicely with this whole Jaguar Wright thing.
Yeah, Jaguar.
Jaguar Wright. Oh my goodness. So like for people that don't know, she's part of what's the name of her career? Oh yeah, OK Player Collective.
Yeah.
She's part of them. So she's like a neo soul R&B kind of singer.
Amazing vocalist.
She's got some vocals on her though.
Yeah. She some people might know her from, if you're a Jay-Z fan, remember the song Song Cry. She sings the hook on that. And what else? She worked with The Roots.
The Roots, yes.
Philadelphia. She was kind of like well known.
Is she from Philly?
Yeah, she's from Philadelphia. She was like in the early, like late 90s, early 2000s. Like she should have been a really huge star, but
yeah, this is part of the issue, isn't it? This is part of her issue now that she believes that there was a lot of foul play happening.
Yeah.
And probably. I don't think she's wrong. I think there was a lot of foul play in the industry. I think there still is.
Mm.
I think there'll forever be foul play in the industry because that's the nature of the beast.
It's so deep.
It's so deep. But Jaguar has recently surfaced because she's been quiet for a minute.
Yeah.
And she resurfaced. And again, I say for a minute, but I think a lot of people probably wouldn't even know her.
Right. No, it's true.
She's like one of those artists that, because she's kind of neo and R&B, like if you know kind of thing.
Mm.
But you might not necessarily know who she is. So anyway, so as Jan said, she was like a big deal back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm.
Amazing vocalist, you know, did whatever. But it's almost like she was kind of like blackballed.
She was.
Yeah. So she's mad. And what she's doing now is she's doing these Insta lives. She's going live on Instagram, basically exposing the ting.
Just spilling hot bush tea, like I said.
It's so fucking hot.
Yes.
Like, burning the bush, babe.
It's burning your lips.
Listen. So I think the first one that made me sit up and really think, okay, what is this woman really saying, is when she was talking about Common and how he raped her.
Well, he didn't rape her. I think she said that they weren't in a relationship, but they worked together, I think. He didn't rape her. What happened was, I think they were in a room together and they were watching films or whatever, and then, I don't know, and then she decided to go to bed. So she went to sleep, and when she woke up the next morning, it's not funny, like when she woke up the next morning, she claims that he was trying to put his penis in her mouth.
Yeah.
So she was like, get away. That's what happened, allegedly.
Yeah. I caught that bit, but I also thought that there was something. I know she's kind of said that, but I thought there was something about...
He didn't try to rape her. He didn't do that.
So she backtracked, did you say?
She kind of like, you know, Jaguar was saying a whole lot, but she said, she went back and said, no, that's what happened. He didn't try to rape her. And she said that she didn't say that he tried to rape her.
So, okay. Maybe that was just what was reported then.
Yeah, because things get lost.
But that, the comments about Common, and because she kind of went for Tiffany Haddish, didn't she? And she was...
No, and then afterwards she apologised to Tiffany Haddish.
She did, but my point is, that's what made me think, okay, what's going on with this woman? Like, why is she just like out here attacking people?
Well, she said, oh, you know, because Tiffany would probably have a hard time of it. But I don't even... Speaking of Tiffany and Common, I don't think they're even dating.
I think they probably fucked a few times, that's it.
Tiffany Haddish is just annoying. But anyway, let's get back to
Tiffany. I like her.
I find her really annoying,
but I like her. I feel like Common is community dick.
Yeah, he's just been everywhere, and Jaguar was saying that he can't settle with anyone, so that probably won't last.
I wonder why he can't settle.
I don't know, but yeah, Jaguar got a lot to say about a lot of things.
So the recent thing that she's kind of said, or the recent thing, shall I say, is all these, she's been firing some serious shots at Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like it's almost a bit obsessive in the sense that...
It's obsessive now. It's got a bit.
So you said what you said on your live, but now you're making extra videos and stuff. It's a bit weird. And I think she was saying that basically Mary kind of like had a hand in sort of like stopping her, and she's like a gimp and she's a puppet and she's basically been turned out by all these people. She's in the closet, she's a lesbian, her mother was a sham, you know, and all of this. And to be quite honest with you, I've never really thought about whether Mary J. Blige is gay. I don't care. I don't think that's an issue.
When she said that, I was like, okay, but out of everything that Jaguar said, I know a lot of people picked up on that, but I was thinking, that's the least interesting. It's just other stuff.
No, it was the least interesting. But the reason why I think people picked up on it is because, sadly, people still think, oh my God.
Yeah, gay.
So I was thinking, like, the way she shot that shot, she came back on it a couple of times.
Yeah,
so... She just kept homing in on the fact that she's in the closet. You were eating snatch, you're eating snatch on the down. You know, she referenced it once. So it's like, okay, we hear you, Jaguar.
No one cares about that.
Yeah.
But everything else you're talking about,
It's when she said that, and I shouldn't laugh, when she was saying about how Mary and Casey used to...
What did she say about them?
Well, she sort of said like, oh... You know, he punched her in her head too hard or something, like she ain't got no sense. And then she was like, you know, they used to just do crack together, get high, fight, fuck, then go and make fire music, a bit like Bobby and Whitney. And I was just like, you have got no chill.
Yeah, she, the thing is, I think, like sometimes she sounds so angry. Sometimes I watch her and I think, oh God. And her husband is there all the time.
Is that who's in the back? Because I was going to say to you, who's in the background?
Yeah, and I think to myself, that's her husband's thinking, can't you just rein her in? Like, I think she needs to kind of just go away and just take a break from this. But in all that, I do think she's not lying.
No, I think there's a lot of truth.
There's a lot of truth in that. You know what struck me as well? Is when she said this more than once about female singers, and, you know, if you're a woman in that industry, when you go out, go with someone that, if you go to a party or something, go with someone that you trust. don't accept drinks from anyone. Don't even drink. Don't do anything. Because of the stories, she was saying that, you know how many stories of singers who have gone to parties and they just wake up, people drug them and rape them. And it just got me thinking, like, how many times has this happened? Like, some of our favourite artists, this could have happened.
I think it happens a lot. It's a different world. I think, like, you know, these people, there's a lot of entitlement. A lot of these men feel entitled, especially if they've put you on as a woman. They'll feel like you can just take that whenever they feel like. And a lot of the gatekeepers, I feel, are like that.
But a lot of these, like, you know, you've got these rappers, female rappers now, who come from the strip clubs or stuff. But it's like, they're being used.
Turned out.
There's so much going on there. And you just think, it's actually quite disturbing. Like, a lot of them, like, who is it? Cash Doll, Asian Doll.
Yeah.
Like, them ones, it's like, what's really going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there was some allegation like that around Megan as well, the Stallion, and Cardi, saying that Cardi, I was reading somewhere, say someone was saying that Cardi used to get trains run on her by all those New York brothers, stuff like that.
When she was stripping.
When she was stripping.
Yeah, I mean, people have said, how do you think she got into the industry?
And I think sex does kind of pave a way. But I think a lot of the time it's more the degradation that comes with it. So it's like, okay, anyone's got a pussy, any woman's got a pussy, any man's got a dick. But it's more like, how much do you want this? I'm going to degrade. Yeah. It's like, when, what was Jaguar saying about Diddy and Christopher Williams?
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, leave it.
That, oh my gosh.
Do you know these things, like, they kind of, because look at the state of Christopher Williams. It's like,
this was when, this allegedly happened when, in the early 2000s, when he was, like, at his lowest. Because remember, he was big in the 90s.
Yeah.
He disappeared for years, and then he tried to come back, and that's when he was at his lowest.
Because there's always been these rumours circulating about Diddy.
Yeah. But you see, there's another thing. I believe what she's saying. But the problem is now, people, because she, because of her tone,
and the way
she was so... and she can look manic at times.
People
just say, oh, no, they just dismiss it. She's chatting shit. She's mad. But I'm thinking, there could be issues there, but that woman, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And she was there.
You can tell when someone's telling the truth, actually. Yeah. There's no kind of stuttering. Like, she's, you can tell this is her truth. Like, she's recalling all of this. It's like, it's unrehearsed. This is just what it is. I'm telling you the truth. And I think, okay, there might be some points where she might elaborate a little bit, you know, exaggerate a bit for, you know, dramatic effect, if you like. But ultimately, I think, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. And I think the problem is, because of the way she's, you know, vocalizing herself and presenting her argument, people are just going to put her down as an angry black woman. But having said that, I think a lot of people might also see that she's just going to be picked as an angry black woman and try and look beyond that as well.
I think, you know, it's interesting because everyone's, especially now, because, you know, COVID, so a lot more people are on social media looking at videos or, but I think a lot of people in the industry, there are people in the industry watching that, like big artists and executives and stuff watching that and thinking, well, she's not lying.
Exactly.
Yeah, that happened.
I would be interested to see or to know how Mary feels about this, because she's not said a word.
Mary has always been a sensitive soul. So I would guess that this is like, because no one really talks about her. No one really, but this is like very full on.
Full on
attack.
Because even there was, she was like, Mary, if I'm lying, sue me. And you can tell she's talking directly to her. And it's like, that's the fucking biggest diss. It's like, even Mary might be a humble person. I mean, I love Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, so do I,
But you can just see that, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Some of the stuff she's saying about Erykah Badu.
Oh my
God. She don't like no one.
She doesn't like anyone. But I don't know if she doesn't like them or if it's just that she's just been jaded by them all.
I think, she was saying about Mary, her major gripe with Mary is that she claims that it's because of Mary why, I think she was dropped from MCA Records at the time, or Mary didn't want her on the label. Felt threatened by her
album or some shit to do with her album.
Something like that. So that's the trigger. And then I think with Erica, something happened. Oh, they just didn't want her around. Mm-hmm. Same with Jill. It says Jill Scott's fake. And she told a story about how, you know, you remember Jill Scott was in that film with Janet Jackson, the Tyler Perry film. Do you remember it?
I can't.
How I thought about Married. It's some film that came out a couple of years ago. Someone will remember the name. Can't think of the name right now. But at the rap party, they gave each other presents. And according to Jaguar, Janet gave Jill this really expensive gift. It's worth thousands. Mm-hmm. And Jill gave Janet a $500 gift voucher to Target or something. That's what she said. Being petty. Because apparently Janet was good friends with Jill's ex-husband. It's just some of the stories are just like...
Think later.
And it's like, you can't make these stories up. So no. Obviously,
I think there's definitely truth to them. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was it. Why Did I Get Married? I think that's what the film's called.
I think I know the name. I don't think I've watched it, to be honest.
Yeah. So that was like, she just comes out with some stories and I'm glued. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm glued. I'm looking forward to what she's got to say next, to be quite honest.
Well, I watched a 3-hour interview with her on the Storm Monroe show, this YouTuber, and then he had her back for 2 hours and I watched while I was working.
She has got too much to say. So what have I missed? So what else has she been saying?
What else has she said? You know, she said stuff about Diddy.
Yeah.
And she's more or less implied that he's behind Kim Porter's death. What else? She says he's the devil.
Yeah.
She
called him the devil's shepherd or something.
Yeah, something like that. And basically saying, calling him a rapist. And a sex trafficker. She claims that Diddy's a sex trafficker, like he arranges for young artists to fly across the country to see him. Oh, it's weird.
What, man and woman or just...
Yeah, the thing with her, like sometimes some of the stuff is hearsay and she'll tell you that, I heard.
Yeah.
But she seems sure that, yeah, basically she's accusing him of being a sex trafficker. Mm-mm. I don't know, she could get sued, you know. And people who have her on their platforms could get sued.
Well, the thing...
Because some of the stuff she's saying, it's like, But she said, if you want to sue me, sue me.
Yeah, because she knows that if they want to sue her, it's going to... I don't think it makes sense for them to sue her.
But they can. But I think you can also... You can go after the platforms that host her, like... Mm. That's what I've heard. I don't know. It's a bit of a...
But I think, provided there's an element of truth, they're not going to sue her.
That's true.
You know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe her husband will be able to rein her in a bit. Because he's there. I didn't even realise that he was in the background. And then once I thought, wait a minute, your husband's there. So he sees you getting yourself worked up.
Yeah, because I see her looking, like, and I'm thinking, who is she sort of looking at?
Yeah, it's her husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's lost a child. Like, I think one of her sons was murdered.
Yes, yeah, I remember.
When she talks about that, it's like, oh, God. Like, she seems quite triggered.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think there's stuff going on there. But, regardless, I believe her. That woman ain't lying. But they'll use her mental health to...
Yeah, to sort of paint her out to be crazy.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's a lot of people, like... Imagine if you're being... someone's talking about you like that. Oh, that
I reckon there's a lot of people that are shook.
Yeah. Diddy and Mary, probably. But what she said about Mary as well, about that... I thought, oh, Jaguar, come on. We're saying that. Well, Mary has never hidden the fact that back in the day she had an issue with drink and drugs.
Yeah.
And had an attitude problem. She's always like, sometimes you look at Mary, you can tell Mary looks very uncomfortable in interviews. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, in the past, like, she's been quite open about that. So when Jaguar goes and says, oh, Death Row Records, basically saying that, oh, one day she got so drunk that she passed out and a group of men took advantage of her. I think Death Row artists or something. I was like, oh, if that's true, then that's terrible.
That's really out of order.
That, and come on now. I don't even think I'd even talk about that. I don't.
Yeah, it's a bit of a low blow.
Yeah, that out of everything, I thought, oh, come on.
Mm.
You know, what you're saying.
From the hip, innit?
Yeah, yeah. That's really.
And I think she's really, I think Jaguar is really, her nose is really out of joint about it.
Yeah, she's angry.
Yeah.
Really angry. But the she goes on these YouTube platforms and they get like thousands of views. Mm. So they're generating little income for themselves.
Yeah.
People want to hear what she has to say.
Yeah. But
some people are scared for her as well. Some people are scared for her.
Yeah, so. I'm concerned, but then it's almost like if someone does stuff, it's a bit bait at this point.
Yeah, very.
Do you know what I mean?
Conspiracy theories are going to overdrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Another person who's been catching some heat is obviously Kanye again.
What's he done now?
Well, you know, just the stuff about the messages to his daughter. Saying if they kill him and blah, blah, blah. You know, the record label and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Kanye's mad, you know.
I don't think he's mad. Again, like, he's in the industry deep. He could tell you, he could probably tell us stories that make our skin crawl.
Yeah.
But his whole stance at, you know, demanding his masters from record labels and this, that and the other, it's a good thing, but you have to be kind of careful.
Yeah, you have to be careful, but I think he's probably in a good position to be able to do that more than somebody
else. Oh, yeah, he definitely is. But whether he'll get what he's asking for is another. If he does, then that will change a lot of things for a lot of artists. But then some people don't trust him because sometimes they think he's a bit self-serving.
Yeah. And I do...
It's like, do you really care or are you just jumping on this because Joe Budden was talking about it? And I don't know.
I think Kanye's definitely evolved.
Yeah.
Over the years. And I think that, I think he's kind of genuine in his concern.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, I don't know him personally, so I'm just presuming. But I just feel like, I just think he's evolved as an individual, as a person.
Yeah, definitely. And also the fact that, apparently, I don't know if this is true, but he signed a contract which states that he's not allowed to stop making music. He has to make music for the rest of his life. Mm-mm. I don't know how true that is, but apparently.
What can that be? From where to who?
Them contracts are something else.
I don't know how you can even have a contract like that.
I don't even think.
How do they even think it's going to be hot like that forever? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know if that's true or not. But then again, no one understands those music contracts by the sounds of it.
Hmm.
I don't know. You might as well just make your music and put it on SoundCloud.
Exactly.
And not have anything to do with labels.
And call it a damn day. Hmm. But it looks like he's trying a thing. And I think, again, you need people that can rock the boat. Like people that are in Kanye's position to be able to rock the boat. Because a regular artist that's just trying to think can't do that shit.
But he's so unpredictable. I think it's good, but is he going to stick at this? Or is it just going to be something else? He'll disappear for a while. Because that's what he does. Like, he stirs up stuff, then he just disappears. Then he just comes back. And it's something else. I don't know. He seems to be a bit all over the place, but I don't know.
Kanye's an enigma. He's definitely an enigma.
But I've never disliked him for some reason.
I've always loved him. And I just thought he was really sad when he went through his breakdown.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much of that was just what it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You just don't know what to believe.
What happened, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I guess it's a case of watch this space. But this whole thing with R. Kelly, I don't know if you've caught what's been happening. Well, it's nothing major. It's just pretty much the same as it has been. So he's in prison. Obviously, you know, after he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He's been quite paranoid. Apparently, he's paranoid and scared to leave his cell. and he's been kind of like retreating to his cell, won't even come back to get his hair cut apparently. He's like really, he's narrow about the fact that somebody's going to kick his ass or try and kill him. Meanwhile, these walkless people are out here, I think it was Brooklyn the other day, fucking protesting for his release.
What is actually, so when is his trial? Like, what's going on with all this?
I'm not even sure. I think it's been delayed because of COVID.
No.
Everything's been delayed because of COVID. You just need to resign yourself to the fact that your ass ain't leaving there for the foreseeable.
Well, he's not going to get bail. So until they have the trial, then...
But that's what I'm saying. Insane. You're not leaving there for the foreseeable. So just calm the fuck down.
If that's what's happening, I don't know what to believe. Because who knows?
Who knows? But it's funny, I was having a conversation with one of my mates the other day and she was like, listen, I'll bump R. Kelly, same way that business. And you know what?
Some people do.
In a way, I kind of had to rate her because it's true, like, let's be honest, like, he's got some fucking dope track. I'm vexed because I feel like morally I find it difficult to listen to him, but I love his music.
Yeah, I love your music. I don't really think about playing it anymore.
No, but that's what I was going to say. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't necessarily play it, but if it came on the radio, believe me, I ain't changing the channel.
Well, it's not really... That ain't been played anywhere. Who's still playing that on radio?
No, but I'm saying, like, if I was somewhere and I heard it...
Well, I wouldn't probably switch it off.
I was somewhere when I heard R. Kelly. Yeah. I heard Ignition.
Oh, okay.
Hi. And I was like, okay, is this what we're doing here? And it was the remix. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Oh, okay.
Bounce. Yeah.
I'll just be more surprised. They're playing it.
He fucked up big time.
Yeah, it's a shame, really, because sometimes when I think about verses, I think if he hadn't...
Oh, my God.
That, like, people like that could have been involved.
R. Kelly would... Listen, no one could go up again. In a versus battle, R. Kelly's winning everybody. He's beating everybody.
I think someone said... I think at that point they would have to pair him with Mary or someone because they can't find a female to pair. She don't want to do it anyway, but I'm just saying if she did.
And this is what's so interesting. You've got Jaguar over here saying Mary can't sing, Mary can't do it. But the fact is Mary's the queen of R&B. So like whether she can sing or not, we all know Mary's not got the best vocal voice.
Yeah, even Mary said that.
She said it herself.
Up and down, yeah. So.
And even Jaguar said it. There's something about when she sings.
I think especially when she sings like really sad songs.
Emotional. It's
quite emotional. I remember a friend telling me how one time she went to a concert and like people, like women in the audience were crying. Like there's a connection there. There's a connection to her voice and songs.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Sorry.
No, go on. I finished.
I was just going to say, I think, it's the connection and Mary speaks a language that most women can relate to.
Yeah.
Whether that's pain for a relationship, pain because just life or whatever, she kind of speaks the realness.
You know what? I've always like, Mary just comes across quite awkward. Mm. But she's likeable, but there's something about her, like, she always seems a bit unsure.
Mm. I think it's unsurety.
She's judging me. What? It just seems a bit on edge at times, even in interviews.
Yeah. Because apparently she's quite
late to that.
Not awkward, no, I'm just teething your words now. Apparently she's quite standoffish in interviews.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that's because she's being rude. She probably feels like awkward.
I don't think it's rude. I just think her and her audience, her fan base, just understand her. Like Mary's been through a lot. There's a lot gone on. Mm. And the last thing she needs is Jaguar.
Fucking dragging up the past, you know what I mean? Up.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in her life. She hasn't had it easy. Like, it's the fact that Jaguar's also, this is another thing, accused her of basically going out and procuring, is that the word? Artists for Diddy, so that he can then use them. And that's what, because she did find
who
a few
are artists. These artists?
Yeah?
Who are these artists?
Oh, the Lox. Who else? Like Jada Kiss and Stars. Who else did she get? I can't remember. There was a couple more. There wasn't that many.
So what are we saying? That did he tampered with like the Lox and Jada Kiss?
No, she's saying that because, you know, for years people have said that Diddy's just a bad executive, just steals your royalties. Mm. You know, he's got that reputation. So she was saying that basically Mary J. Blige helped him to go out and find like vulnerable young artists.
Just
so you could then sign them and just take their money and just, you know, because look at what happened to Bad Boy. A lot of it, I mean, Biggie died, but the rest of them, like, a lot of artists left that label angry. But for some
reason, even Mace.
Yeah, they just left. There's like, there's always some drama to do with a contract and not receiving money or whatever. And then, but then it's weird because like years later, you know, he had that Bad Boy comeback concert and they all came back. Like they still have some sort of loyalty.
I think they really came back for the prestige of it because, you know, regardless of what happened, you know, Bad Boy was a badass label.
Yeah, it was.
And maybe just for that fact, people thought, well, you know what, I was associated with that. I want the world to know this.
Yeah. Like him and Diddy, what's her name? Lil Kim fell out. For years, they didn't speak for years.
And even him and Mary, remember?
Yeah, they fell out. Like Jaguar, don't talk about that. They didn't speak for a number of years. Because he basically, he kind of basically, well, he started Bad Boy, so he left Mary's label where he kind of
found
her. Uptown, yeah. But he sort of like was more with, I remember she said like he seemed to put all his attention into Faith, and it was like they were trying to kind of replace Faith
with her.
Yeah, replace Mary with Faith.
But then also you had the connection Faith and Biggie. So you could argue that maybe it was more of a thing, I don't know. You know how these things go.
And Jaguar was saying that, she said that how Diddy didn't want, I don't know if this was even going to happen, but Diddy didn't want Lil Kim and Biggie to get married. So he sort of arranged it so that Biggie married Faith because he cared about optics or something. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. I don't know if that's accurate, but
I don't know whether that's accurate because Lil Kim was always Biggie's side piece. So I don't think he ever had any intention of marrying her.
The side piece that he beat up. That was a mad time. But anyway. They were all really young then, so you know. And he didn't get a chance to age. So
it's easy to forget that they were very young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember, because obviously it's like a snapshot in time, so you don't necessarily appreciate that. Like you said, they would have grown up.
He was like, when he died, he was 24. I think people forget that.
Yeah.
But,
It's crazy.
And Faith was running around beating up women
for fancying him.
So what are you doing though? Really?
I didn't think Faith was hood until I realised, if that makes sense. Like Faith was kind of hood.
Yeah, she was.
But she did. If you look at her, you like don't necessarily think that. Can't explain it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, it was.
You would have probably placed Mary as more hood.
Yeah.
If it just went off look and image.
Off looks, yeah.
Any Faith is more hood than Mary. It's mad, isn't it?
But Mary probably went through more trials and tribulations.
Oh, yeah. I think Mary could throw some hands, boy.
Yeah. Well, she got a huge scar on her face.
Yeah. What was all that about? Does anyone know?
She wouldn't really go into it, but it's something that happened. All she said was that this happened during a time when I was a savage. That's what she said. Because it's a scar right there.
All the way down, it's quite long.
Yeah. Quite down, yeah.
I wonder what happened.
But I'm waiting for Mary to write her book or do a bio. We need something.
That memoir. We need it.
Yeah.
We need that biography.
Speaking of memoirs, Mariah's one came out.
Yes. Have you got it on order?
Listen, I'm thinking about it because I'm like, if she's being honest about stuff, then I'll buy it. I'll download it on Kindle. But
I read somewhere that she was talking about her relationship with her sister and how her sister used to try and pimp her out.
Yeah.
To take drugs and all sorts.
If it's just going to be... I want to know the truth about her marriage to that racist.
Oh, God.
I want to know about... What else I want to know about? Just stuff.
Yeah. I hear you. crazy. Another crazy story is, so Naya Rivera. So she passed away. Yeah, she was. She drowned in Lake. Is it Piru? Piru? I'm not sure how they pronounce it. Her little boy was found sleeping on the boat. Obviously, eventually they retrieved her body, which is really, really sad. But fast forward, what is it? Several months now. Looks like she's moving in with the ex-husband. I mean, sorry, looks like her sister, Nikayla, I think it is moving in with Naya's ex-husband, who is the father of her 5-year-old child. So they're moving in together to raise this child, apparently, like her nephew and daddy. So why and daddy?
I really don't understand why the sister needs to move in with him. It would make more sense if it was the mother, grandmother, but the sister, why? What's that about? What's really going on there?
Listen, there's more to it than that, trust me.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, apparently there were pictures holding hands as well. Well, she's issued a statement and she said she made a statement on her Instagram story saying, in the darkest time of my life, the only thing that is important is my friends and family. Showing up for my nephew, even though I can't show up for myself. I'm not concerned with the way things look because no one can see each agonizing moment we all endure. What matters most, I've learned, is to show compassion, not to judge others, and never take a moment for granted. I hope you can all do the same.
Why does he need someone to move in with him to raise his child?
Exactly. And why does it need to be the sister, for fuck's sake?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
It's a bit sus.
Very sus. It's like, I was just listening to, they were talking about it on the Breakfast Club. And Angela and Charlemagne and Envy, not Angela, but Envy and Charlemagne were saying they don't have a problem with it. I'm like, what are you lot talking about?
Of course you don't have a problem with it.
You would have a problem with it. If it was within their own family, they'd probably have a problem with it. I find that a bit weird that they kind of... It's just odd.
Isn't it? Yeah. It is very weird. That is very weird. It's not normal behaviour. No, who does that? I mean, yeah, all right, it's a difficult time. You know, I can understand you wanting to spend time around there, but to fucking move in, that's deep.
Why does it have to be the sister? Why can't the grandmother be involved?
Exactly.
If the father moved in with the son, moved in with the grandmother or something like that, okay, fine, but I don't understand why it needs to be the sister.
Yeah, because they're fucking, that's why.
Were they doing that before?
Well, it's questionable, isn't it?
Prior to her death, you have to wonder.
It does make you wonder.
Yeah.
Does make you wonder.
So, I don't know. It's just like, whatever, but...
People are crazy, Jan.
Yeah, I can't say I agree with that. That's odd.
It's very odd. But yeah. I just... People are fucking balmy. In fact, you know, people are so balmy. I was reading this article about, I don't know if you caught it, about the 32-year-old Gambian man who married the 85-year-old Belgian woman. Did you catch that story?
I think I saw what happened.
Again, I thought of you.
It didn't work out.
It worked out. So basically, they're going to be appearing, or they've appeared, in a Channel 4 documentary called Sex on the Beach. And it basically delves deep into like the sex tourism in the West country of Gambia. And I think we spoke about this on previous podcasts because I think there was another story that was quite similar. Remember some time ago. So this dude is called Alka and he's a local man and he's had a string of relationships with tourists, European tourists, over the last 15 years. But he's finally found his future wife in Francois. That's her name, Francois. And Francois is 85 and he is 32. So he was speaking...
Have you got a picture?
I've not, no, sorry.
Is he good looking though? Do you remember?
He just looks like a normal black brother. He's not like standout, but he's not busted up. But you can see that, well, I'm not being funny, but these old white women that go out there, they just see the black skin and they just presumed it. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw the there was a program on Channel 4 about the strippers over here in the UK. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw some of that, yeah.
And there was a white woman on there. Oh my God. And it just made me think about, it made me think about her. She was saying, I think she was 70 odd, and she was saying that she was married for X amount of years, and her husband, I think he died or he left or something, I can't remember the story. And then she said, oh, and then I discovered them. And them was black men. Well, and they make her feel, so now she's like a devout follower of these strippers, these black strippers. Okay. And she loves black dick. And it just makes me, the way black men are fetishized is just mad. Like, you know, and this is the same thing here. Like, you've got these European women that go over to the Gambia and to other parts of Africa, specifically on a hunt, these young black guys, these black virile guys, to make them feel young again. And I just think it's off key. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have, like, interracial relationships. I'm saying, what the fuck are you doing?
That's off key. But them man there, they're entertaining it. So I'll leave that.
They entertain it for money.
Yeah, well.
They entertain it for money. This
one, how much is that 32-year-old getting?
He said that she, he said, ear joke, he said he never once asked her for money, but, and here's the big fucking but, capital B-U-T, she sent him 54 grand in pounds.
So what's he done with that 54K?
Paid for his other family, man. Cha.
What is wrong? Does she have children?
It doesn't say. There was no details on her life. It just says that when he was pressed on what he gives Francois in return for this money and all the rest of it, he says happiness and sex.
But that man ain't even hot. Who's going to these places? Then you look at the man, it's like, okay, the woman's old,
isn't it? Yeah, coming like fucking crackers. Dry like cracker. She said, ear joke, she said that he makes her feel like a newborn baby. What the fuck?
This is a Channel 4 documentary, though.
Channel 4 documentary called Sex on the Beach. You need to go and find it on...
I'll go and watch it, though, because I have to... I want to know more about this 85-year-old woman.
I want to know. Because I don't understand. I told you about what I saw in Jamaica.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So I know it happens. You know, a lot of these...
And
it's always... Yeah. It's always that you don't really see black women... go into these, I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, there are black women that go to these countries and they have their little summer affairs and whatnot. Mm. But it's like the European women, it's just another level altogether. It's like they're literally dickmatized.
But the men ain't even hot.
They're just black. Because the hot ones don't need to do that shit, that's why.
I know, but if you're going to do that, at least find a hot one.
God. But the hot ones don't need to do that shit, Jan.
I'm sure there must be one hot one.
But he ain't going for the 85-year-old. He's going to go for the, you know, the 40, 50-year-old that's got money.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Why is he going to go for the old crinkle-up pom-pom?
Like, yeah, but 85-year-old women look all right now. They don't look. A lot of them don't look their age.
All right, but they can't bend their legs back in the same way they could when they were younger. He might fucking dislocate her hip if he starts daggering her with that mandingo dick.
What is going on?
It's just crazy. Imagine, like... You can't do what you did when you were 18, much less when you reach 85.
What is he doing?
Unbelievable.
It's an arrangement. Like, I think both going into it know exactly what they
do. For him, it's money. For her, it's sex. And that's it.
Yeah, and I think at 85, maybe she's just thinking, listen, I probably might have, maybe, if I'm lucky, maybe 10 years left. Let me just live. Let me just have fun, innit?
And from that perspective, you know what? You can't wrong her.
Yeah.
But I just think it's just hilarious, like the way.
It's just that it's a bit distasteful.
Very distasteful. And I'm just sort of trying, I mean, I know I'm not trying to get in the bedroom, but I'm trying to get in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I want to see how that goes down. Like, how do you finesse the fucking 85-year-old pussy?
But they might not be having sex. Do you think they are?
He said, like, happiness and sex. And she said he makes her feel like a newborn. But he's digging it out.
I don't believe it.
Could you?
I don't believe it.
The amount of lube, man. Fucking hell.
Maybe once or twice, but I don't think they're doing it that often.
Regular.
No, that's not regular.
Something like that. They must be doing something. She might not be able to take the penetration too tough, but I'm sure.
I'm gonna watch this. Sex on the Beach. I need to watch it.
Maybe she's sucking him off. She's got a big black cock in her mouth.
What is going on?
And you know he's got the biggest, blackest cock. You know his cock's black like midnight.
Is she living there? Did she move there?
I'm not sure. You know what? The details are sketchy. I'm going to have to watch it too because this was
just... Yeah, I need to... Where was that article written? Daily Mail?
No, this was Metro.
Oh, they don't go into details. I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, they're very...
There's more going on here.
Eh?
There has to be more. The Metro doesn't tell the full story. I want to know. I'm going to watch it.
I think with the Metro, they kind of put it out there and let you go and do the rest of the work.
Yeah. DM Daily Mail might go into a bit more detail, but they just go on forever.
I quite like the Metro though; it's nice and easy, just like.
No, yeah, I like the Metro and I like BBC because it's just quick.
Quick snippets of info, yeah.
Yeah, just quick info.
Easy to absorb.
But yeah. The Guardian. Oh my god!
Can you imagine getting to 85 and hunting down 32-year-old Dick?
I'm guessing she saw him, met him online.
No, she met him in the Gambia.
Oh, she actually went there.
She went there.
Because a lot of the time they meet them online and then they go.
Not fucking me.
Go to their country. Imagine. Do you remember the actress? You watch EastEnders, yeah?
Yeah.
So do you remember the lady that played Heather, the big lady? Oh, Shirley's friend.
Yeah.
Right, do you remember, like, when she was at the height of her EastEnders fame? She must have met some guy from, I don't know, where was he from?
I think Morocco. I remember the story.
Yeah, Morocco. I don't wonder if they're still married. Went all the way to Morocco to marry this guy. Again, he wasn't a hot. And then, I don't know, she brought him over here. She just crossed my mind. I'm just wondering if they're still together.
Probably not.
Because even the friend that played Shirley, who's a friend in real life as well, was like a bit sceptical. Is this what we're doing?
Anything to be sceptical about. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, for a lot of these guys, it's about livelihood and fucking surviving. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. From their perspective, do you, boo?
But as long as the women understand that, because people just go into this thing, oh, it's love. It's like, no, they want a visa.
A lot of them think that they can change them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you not find, and I find this is probably... safe to say for most kind of guys, like, okay, so for example, these guys in the Gambia or whatever, they're homing in on these European women that have low self-esteem, they're older, you know what I mean, they haven't had much attention. And I find that guys generally, they kind of like to gas up girls like that because it makes them feel wanted. They like to feel like, you know, it's quite sad, actually. But then when those women then turn around and show feelings, it's like, fuck off.
The thing is that a lot of those women could probably find men here.
Yeah, but they don't want that. They don't want that white dick. They want fresh, young, black dick.
There's plenty here that they could have.
Yeah, but it's not the same kind of...
I'm sure a lot of them them men on the grime scene would have them.
What, an 85-year-old? Come on, man.
They need money. For the money.
Yeah, but you're being silly. 85.
to fund their career.
But 85, Jan. Some old fucking crusty...
With 54K, they could get studio time and stuff.
Studio time. You know what? I shouldn't even say that 85 is crusty, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know.
To a 32-year-old, that is crusty.
That is... Well, it's when it's the other way around, it's... What, 32-year-old woman with an 85-year-old man? Oh, dear.
I mean, I'm here for love, but boy, that ain't even love. That's just a fuck.
That's just like, anyway. That's something else.
Yeah. Sorry, my mind's just running on it. I'm just like...
Yeah, that's just... That's something else. That's always the kind of... Like, when you see... Like, who was the actor? Al Pacino. Al Pacino was seen... Al Pacino's 80. Uh-huh. And he was seeing this actress who... How old was she? She was in her... I think she was 30. Uh-huh. Woman had the nerve to turn around about how she had to dump him because he didn't want to do certain things and he was boring.
Like what? What?
She was just talking about, I can't remember, she was saying something, it wasn't anything sexual, but certain things she was saying, it's like, but yeah, but why were you, what did you expect though?
Innit? What did you think was going to happen?
Because you were with him because you thought he would help you with acting roles and probably that didn't work out, so.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, shut up.
Yeah, weirdos, a lot of them. Like, even when I was in my late 20s, I was not looking at someone in their late 20s.
I always looked a bit older. But now that I'm older, I kind of gone back a couple of years.
What's the lowest you would go? How many years back?
I would say maybe 6, 7.
Yeah. I think maximum, because that, as long as it puts them in the kind of mature bracket.
Yeah.
You know, when you get like these 60-year-old women and they're with like 30-year-old men, I'm just like, no.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But look, it worked for
Madonna.
I wasn't going to say. No, Joan Collins. Because when Joan Collins is in her 80s now, but when she met her husband, she was in her 60s and he was late 30s, I think. And the same with, what's her name? Barbara Windsor.
But I feel like Joan is mitigating circumstances.
Joan looks good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, she's like the exception.
Yeah. Who else has been? Like Madonna, I don't know.
Madonna,
I don't
even count again.
I don't know what she's doing. It's like, your man is like 23 and you're 61. Like,
yeah, no, that's just wrong.
I don't even, like, you couldn't find even someone in, okay.
In their 30s.
Know, maybe late 30s, early 40s. I don't know.
I mean, again, each their own. But no, I just think it's just wrong.
I just find it weird. Like, why? Anyway. A 23-year-old dancer, another one.
What is a 23-year-old boy going to do for a 60-odd-year-old woman other than give her the dick?
And Madonna don't physically, you know, she's always been quite, she takes care of herself. But it's almost like she seems quite stiff.
Mm.
Like something, I don't know, like she's got arthritis or something.
Probably, all that prancing around in the 80s, do you know what I mean?
No, she just looks kind of, I know she's had knee replacements and stuff, but
has she?
Yeah, I think one of her knees went, because I remember she was at one of the protests in Black Lives Matter protests.
Oh, yes, she had
She had crutches. Mm. I remember that. And everyone was like, oh my god, is that Madonna? Is that Madonna? Because I was shocked to see her. She stood outside the embassy. Outside the American embassy where they're protesting. Yeah, it's like, is that Madonna? Wait. I don't know.
It's just mad. It's all fucking mad.
But yeah. It's like, you know what? Look at the world we're living in. Life is short. You might as well get your fun while you can.
It's true.
We don't even know what's going on.
This is true. I mean, I agree with that. I think life is definitely for the living.
Yeah.
I just kind of, it just disturbs me a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, like, it's a bit.
And I just think, that's someone's son. Like, 23, and you're like old enough to be his great-grandmother.
That's someone's grandchild.
You know what I mean? Great-grandchild. But you're
every time I see Madonna, because I follow her on Instagram. I like Madonna. Don't get me wrong, I do like Madonna. Every time I like see her or I see him, I just switch off.
Madonna is like the soundtrack or part of the soundtrack to literally everybody's life.
And everyone has a favourite Madonna era.
Exactly. And a Madonna song.
Blonde Ambition. True Blue. Yeah. Blonde Ambition.
Trying to think, what's my favourite Madonna track?
It's my era.
I can't even think.
God, there's so many songs. She just had, like, sometimes I hear her old 80s. I was like, oh my God, that was a tune.
Yeah. The thing is, I think she's like Michael Jackson in a sense. In a sense, before anyone comes on my neck.
Oh, isn't he? Wait a minute. Isn't Alicia Keys's new album better than Dangerous? Who said that? Like, how are you gonna talk about Alicia Keys and Michael Jackson
in the same
breath? Say she was better.
I have no idea. Whoever said that was tripping.
When I saw that tweet, I was like, what?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not even gonna talk about that. No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy to talk about that.
It's random.
Weird. Really, really weird.
Good news, good news. So
read all about it. Read all about it.
So Channel U is returning to our screens this November. Did you ever watch Channel U? It was a grime station.
It did, yeah.
I didn't have it because it was on Sky and I'm a Virgin Media customer. But when I used to go and visit my friends, I used to see all the channels and I came across Channel U. All I remember is just like grimy council estate videos. Because it was on a budget, like every it was good for the genre, whatever. Anyway, Channel U was founded by the late Darren Platt, rest in peace, in 2003. So the station focused on grime, on the grime scene, and about, I think after 15 years of broadcasting, the channel went off air. But anyway, now it's coming back thanks to grime MC Lady Fury, who announced. She announced she's purchased the legal rights to the channel, so she now owns it. Now, okay, but, you know, that's what she says, so let's see what happens. Lady Fury also, and I was reminded of this, that she went to prison, well, she was sentenced to 20 months in prison last year for domestic violence, domestic abuse. So she'd apparently been beating up her girlfriend for like over a period of 2 years. And I read somewhere that when the police showed up, like the girlfriend, she was covered in blood at one point. And then on another occasion, she jumped from a window to get away from. Yeah, apparently I read it, if you read it. But yeah, she was convicted. So a lot of people brought this up after. I totally forgot about this. So anyway, yeah, there's that. But anyway, she now owns, according to her, she now owns Channel U. So,
oh wow,
we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it, and someone mentioned it, and I was like, oh my god, I totally forgot about that because I remember reading about it. It was gruesome.
I remember that. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, it was 2019. Hmm. I guess she got out early, but. She even posted evidence that she now owns the name, so it depends what they do now. It'd be interesting to see what she can do with Channel U, because you need money to create these shows,
yeah,
and stuff and content. So there's that horrible backstory. So
that's mad.
Yeah,
that is mad.
Pretty bad. I was like, okay. So, not sure how I feel about that.
Isn't it? If that's the truth, I mean, it's a bit, leave it, isn't it?
Yeah, leave it. that's what I was thinking when I was reminded. It was like, oh, leave it. Yeah. But are you glad it's Channel U's coming back then?
Well, I'm neither here nor there, to be quite frank.
Yeah, I never really. It just, I don't know.
Grime's not really my genre. I mean, is this going to still remain as a grime?
I don't know, you know. It's never been my genre. I guess maybe they're just trying, I don't know. Maybe they'll try and mix it up a bit.
Mm.
You know, we've moved on since, so.
Yeah. I guess it's a wait and see, isn't it?
You know, it was funny, though. When I saw it pop up on my time, I was like, Channel U's coming back. And then I saw that she owned it. But even then, you know, it's bad. I wasn't convinced.
Mm.
I'm still not convinced. I'm like, does she really? Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see.
I'm not going to jump on this news. Let's see what happens.
Let's wait and see how it pans out. So when's it due back on our screens?
November.
Okay.
Couple of months. Everyone's saying, no, it's black owned now. And then other people are saying, well, no, she's mixed race.
I can't deal with people. Do you know that? I really cannot deal with people.
It's owned by a black woman. No, she's mixed. That's what people were saying. That's what I thought. I just laughed every time I saw it.
People are so fucking
petty. Yeah, come on, stop. And then the domestic, then the conviction came up.
I'd be more inclined to go for that than the fact that she...
Yeah, exactly. But I think people forgot about that. But anyway.
Hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious. Anyway, Jan, you know what? I feel like we've been rapping for a minute.
We've been here for a while. But we haven't spoken in weeks, so...
I know, but imagine if people heard, like, the first part of our conversation that wasn't recorded.
Those conversations are always wild.
I think those conversations would actually make for better listening, but...
Those are the best conversations.
We'd have no fucking kneecaps, Jan.
I know. Oh, before we go, did you see that Bumble? You know Bumble, the dating app?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So Bumble, the dating app, have now kind of embraced this whole black love thing. Yep. So they have a whole campaign dedicated to black love. And
I think it's because there were some stats that came out that said, I think three in four black people don't believe they're represented properly when it comes to dating.
We never have been, especially in this country. But that's another conversation.
And I think this is where Bumble have tried to...
And on TV.
Bridge that gap.
Yeah. So there's a video out, like it's a little short, you know, which features like well-known black British faces.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but am I the only one that have noticed that a few people on there are not actually with black people? But anyway.
And on that bombshell, I think we're going to turn it into
black love. There's a few that I saw there, but you're not. Anyway, but yeah, you're right. So where can they find you, Cheryl?
Yeah. You can find me before Jan really gets a shot out here. You can find me at Cheryl's World. That's Sherryls World on Instagram. And of course, Twitter. Also at tintedblue.com. Oh, and can I just say, I'm going to be speaking at an event for Black History Month on the 6th of October. Can I give you the details? Sorry. Cheap plug. I don't ever plug shit, so let me try and plug it.
But you got to plug this.
Okay, so this event is called Share Yourself. It's Black History Month special. It's an online event. And basically, it's going to be myself and two other guests talking about, different things. So I'm going to be talking about black sexuality and pop culture. So yeah, just go along to sonderandbean.com and you can register to get your space. It's free, so you might as well. That's the 6th of October at 7:30. It's a free thing. Come true, my G, come true. Where can people find you, Jan?
So you can find me on Instagram, Mad News Blog, just there. On Twitter, Mad News Blog, and madnewsuk.com that I haven't updated for ages. I'm thinking of getting rid of that blog, you know. I don't really update it as often as I need to. No, I might do, actually. Sometimes I haven't got...
You should keep it. You don't get rid of it.
No, I'll keep it. But I tend to post more on Instagram because it's just easy.
Yes.
You know, life is... Yeah.
Instagram is quick, it's, you know what I mean,
and yeah,
it's easy, it's digestible, but I think it's still good to have the blog there. You don't know when you're
going to... Yeah, I'll leave it there, but I feel bad sometimes when I don't update it. I like to keep it, but anyway, I can update you with some stuff.
Yeah, you should do it just once a week or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
be as regular as you used to, especially if you're doing everything on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, that's where you can find me, folks.
Cool. All right, we're going to find you there then, girl.
Yes.
All righty. Until next time, people.
Bye.
Mercy.